thanks, Matt. Yeah, look, it is a great announcement. We're really delighted with the work that we've done. I mean, the Savannah ore body, when we started the project 12 years ago, it only had a 4-year mine life. So, you know, but obviously we discovered a lot more ore and we ran for 12 years. And then about 2 years ago or 3 years ago now, we discovered Savannah North. And we didn't really know whether it was going to be an ore body because it was deeper and we were a bit unsure. But obviously the drilling that we've done over the last 12 months has proven up a significant resource base. I mean, we've now got something like 3 times as much nickel in the ground as we had when we started back in 2004. And the most positive thing is the grade's actually higher. So Savannah North is a higher grade ore body, a higher nickel grade, and quite a high cobalt grade, almost double. And cobalt's obviously getting a lot of attention at the moment in electric cars. There's quite a big amount of cobalt goes into the batteries, and obviously the cobalt price is rallying. Copper price has gone up, and the nickel price is off its lows as well. I mean, it got down to $3.50 this time last year, and that's when we decided to place Savannah on care and maintenance, because A, we only had a small amount of nickel left, and we didn't know whether Savannah North was going to be feasible to mine or not. I mean, obviously since then we've done 12 months work, and the culmination of that is the feasibility study, and it shows that it's a very, very robust project. You know, it's in the lowest 50% of estimated cash costs around the world, and it's only $20 million to restart. So that's a very, very small number.
And so when do you plan to restart?
That's the burning question, isn't it? Look, I mean, obviously the nickel price, this time last year it was $3.50. It sort of bounced around that sort of level, $4 a pound for, you know, most of last year. And then towards the end of last year, you know, all the commodity prices started to rally, and nickel actually outperformed the market. It was up about 40%, but that was off such a low base. And it got up to about $5.50 a pound late last year, and then unfortunately it's been drifting down. And it got back to sort of $4.30 just recently. And unfortunately, the Indonesians, who had banned the export of laterite nickel ore to get more domestic value out in their own country, came out and announced that they were lifting the ban, only partially. But that created a lot of uncertainty. That happened 2 weeks ago. And since then, the nickel price, you know, obviously came off a bit more, but then it's just sort of seems to have bottomed and picked up a bit recently. But if you look at the feasibility study numbers, at sort of current prices on a full cost basis, the project basically washes its face. So we've reported an all-in sustaining cost, which is basically capital, all the operating costs and so on. It's about $4.40 a pound, and that's just under the current price. I think the price closed last night at about $4.60. So at these prices, it wouldn't be profitable to restart. It would make money, but you know, just wash its face.
Right. So $4.40 a pound is your trigger point.
Well, $4.40 is basically it. You know, you'd want to see the nickel price higher than $4.40. Now, the positive thing is that just in the last couple of days, we saw a research note from RBC, and they've put out pretty much their sort of view of the market. And they're basically saying, look, the nickel price at these levels, no one's, you know, something like 75% of the world's nickel is losing money. Right? So it's not a sustainable price longer term. But unfortunately, there are a lot of companies that produce, will keep producing at a loss rather than make the hard call to park the asset up, which is what we did. Because, you know, unfortunately, you know, ore bodies are finite, and you can, if you mine them and don't make any money out of them, then, you know, that's not a good result for your shareholders. So, you know, fundamentally, you've got to be confident about the price. Now, RBC have said that they expect the price to increase to about $5 over 2017, $6 in 2018, $7 in 2019, and up to $10 a pound in 2020, and their long-term forecast is about $8 a pound.
Right.
I wouldn't disagree with any of that, but right today, you know, the price is $4.60. So we'd need to see the price rally from here. We need to see it move up, you know, in line with that that forecast, which I think it will. You know, as soon as we can see some stability and that we're at a level where, you know, it's profitable, we make a decent return on the investment that we need to make, then, you know, we can restart the mine. But unfortunately, we're not quite at that price yet.
So it's all price dependent. It may not even be any time this year.
Well, look, that's the burning question. I really hope it is, you know, for our shareholders and for, you know, our employees. I mean, you know, we had to make a very tough decision this time last year. It was the worst trip I've ever made to the mine. You know, we'd been looking at the price going down. I was on holidays. I drove back from my holidays, flew up to the mine, and, you know, I think pretty much everyone knew when I arrived that it wasn't going to be good news. And to sort of sit in front of those people and sort of say, look, you know, we're at a point where we can't make any money out of this asset. We don't know whether Savannah North is going to turn into a mine or not. We haven't done enough work on it yet, so we're going to have to make the very, very hard decision and let, you know, basically 200 people go. It was gut-wrenching. You know, I set this business up over 12 years ago, the last thing I expected to do was have to go to Savannah and do that.
Is that how many jobs it was in the end, was it? 200?
Well, all associated we had with, yeah. Yep, 200.
Wow. And I know there was quite a lot of long termers in that. It was a really nice and really loyal workforce.
It really was. And look, you know, those people had been with us for some, a lot of them have been there since we started, 10 years or 12 years. And unfortunately, you know, it's not a social experiment. You know, you've got to be able to make money out of these operations. Otherwise, what are you doing? I mean, and at one point there, you know, you're spending $100 million a year, taking all of that risk, and you're making $90 million. Well, that's not a sustainable business, is it? So you've got to make the hard call. And fundamentally, you know, everybody understood. You know, we paid everybody out. I think we wrote out checks across both assets for something close to $20 million in redundancy. And a lot of people that have been there with us for a long time, you know, they got a lot of money. So a lot of those guys were pretty happy. They've been able to go off and fund a different lifestyle. And, you know, I'm sure that when we start up again, we'll get a lot of those people back.
Yeah, you feel confident about that? Because this feasibility shows that technically and financially it's all set to recommence.
Getting people. And as I said, you know, we've got a good reputation. We looked after our people. You know, when we made good money, we paid bonuses. When things were tough, you know, we made pay cuts and people accepted them without any complaints. And, you know, we made a hard decision based on a very, very unexpectedly low nickel price, which was making our operation unprofitable. So, you know, we were mining, you know, a lot of nickel out of the ground and we were losing money. It's ridiculous. It's just not sustainable. So we made the hard call. As I said, it was gut-wrenching to stand in front of all of those loyal people and have to do that. It was the worst thing I've ever done in my life. But, you know, everyone was really good about it. We looked after our people. We gave them plenty of warning so they were able to sort of, you know, get themselves sorted. And look, you know, I didn't get any bad feedback on that from anybody. I think most people understood. I think a lot of them thought we'd do it sooner, but we held out as long as we could. And then we thought, no, this price is really struggling. And we just didn't know whether Savannah North was going to be an ore body or not. Now it's proven to be it looks like it's going to be a great ore body. But at, you know, 12 months ago, we were unsure. So the work that we've done now, the guys have done a great job. We've parked the asset up well. There's a good team of guys looking after it now. It's ready to restart. And look, we can restart it, it looks like, for about $20 million, which is a very small investment.
Hey, Peter, really appreciate your time today. And there'll be plenty of people in the Kimberley hoping that we're talking soon about the recommencement of Savannah Nickel. Cheers.
Yeah, and look, I just say that, you know, to all of those people that are listening that have worked for us in the past, whether it be, you know, employees or contractors, look, you know, keep watching the announcements and stay in touch with us because, you know, we are very keen to get going again. We've just got to get that price. The price has just got to do the right thing by us now.